Illegal alien deported from U.S. after serving fewer than 10 years for killing 23-year-old Matthew Denise. By John Binder on April 2, 2023. The illegal alien convicted of killing 23-year-old Matthew Denise in 2011 has been deported from the United States after serving fewer than 10 years in prison. In August 2011, illegal alien Nicolas Dudenguaman of Ecuador was driving without a license when he ran a stop sign and struck Maloney's son Matthew Denise, who was riding his motorcycle in Milford, Massachusetts. Rather than stopping, Guaman dragged Denise for a quarter of a mile. Eyewitnesses tried to get Guaman to stop his vehicle. At the time, Denise was wedged in the wheel well and ultimately dragged to his death. Guaman's 6-year-old son was in the car with him at the time of the killing. Guaman had been working illegally. In 2014, Guaman was convicted of killing Denise and sentenced to 12 to 14 years in prison. Ultimately, Guaman served fewer than 10 years for Denise's death before receiving a final deportation order from a federal immigration judge in late 2021. ICE agents deported Guaman to Ecuador on March 31. Enforcement and Removal Operations, Boston is proud to help bring some measure of justice to the family of the victim in this case that ignited so much public outrage at the heinous nature of the crimes Guaman was convicted of, said ICE's Todd Lyons said in a statement. Since Denise's death, Angel mom Maureen Maloney has become a fierce advocate for Angel families who lose loved ones to illegal immigration. Last year, for instance, Maloney met with House Republicans at the invitation of Representative Jim Banks, RN, to garner support for the Justice for Victims of Sanctuary Cities Act, which has been endorsed by former President Trump. The legislation would create a private right for Angel families to sue sanctuary jurisdictions for compensatory damages in civil court. Angel families are hoping House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, brings the legislation, along with other immigration enforcement measures, to the House floor for a vote, a move that would put House Democrats on record opposing recourse for Angel families. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.